Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to the Coffee with Fleur podcast. I am David, the change guy.
Hi, and I'm Fleur, the well-being coach.
Yes, and Fleur is coaching me on all things well-being, positive psychology, and how we adapt to change and navigate change. We're back in the cafe, Fleur.
Yeah, good to be
another
here.
Coffee.
Good to be back drinking our beautiful coffee in this cafe.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so David, last week we talked about relationships and the importance of those in terms of our well-being, making sure we know our support network and so forth. So how did you go with your relationship wheel?
Yeah, well, I spent about 15 minutes mapping it out and having a think about that. And I did notice that there was an area which I could improve on. And
great.
I realised that I'd sort of let slip a bit and I needed to work on that relationship. And I realised that actually something that I was missing was actually a connection with that person.
Yeah.
And so I made a bit of a special effort, sent them a few WhatsApp messages, and we're going out for a coffee later on.
Oh,
so another coffee. I'm going to be completely wired by the end of the day.
You're going to have to find a different kind of beverage.
Yeah, maybe a hot chocolate by that stage. But hopefully we will strengthen that relationship and get back to how we were.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh,
great, great. So it was a great tool then.
It was, yeah.
It was
really
helpful.
Useful. And I guess it's that sort of continuing on that theme we're talking today about social resources and psychological resources.
Yes. Now, one of the things that's kind of the very foundational when we talk about positive psychology is optimism. So Dr. Martin Seligman, who's known as the founder of positive psychology, this is one of the things one of his first books was called Learned Optimism.
I see.
And it's really connected to the way that human beings explain events or things that happen.
Okay.
And he talks about this concept of learned helplessness and is trying to kind of flip the switch and help us to learn ways to sort of think in more positive terms. Now, I want to make sure, David, that we don't confuse this with false positivity, because we've talked about that before. This isn't what that is.
It's not telling someone they've got to be positive.
No. This is really about, we might have formed habits, or some of us have just got a natural style to kind of explain events in a way that might be more pessimistic than optimistic. So if we're explaining, say if something happens to us, for example, I'm going to go and catch the train, and the train is, you know, a minute early, and I can get really upset because I've missed that train because it came early, and I can sort of beat myself up or say the world's terrible and the transport system's horrible and be very pessimistic about explaining that event versus if I take more of an optimistic explanatory style, I might interpret that event in a different way.
There's another train coming in 15 minutes, or it's not the end of the world. Or
exactly. Okay. It's like it's not as perhaps pessimistic as I might have initially interpreted. So it is our way of interpreting events. So when I explain that to you, David, is there any sort of people in your life or that you've noticed kind of have this, you know, pessimistic way of looking at things?
It's actually got me thinking, actually, because there's someone who I interact with quite a bit, and we've never really clicked. We've never sort of gone on the same viewpoint of it or perspective, and it's really bothered me why. and I think I'm a more positive, naturally person. In fact, my results from the How We Feel app, check out the earlier episode, sort of suggest that.
Mm.
And I'm wondering now, as you're talking, whether that person who I'm struggling to have a really strong relationship with, maybe it's just their explanatory style. Maybe they're just not really... I thought they were being negative because they disagreed with me. Perhaps it's just the way they see in the world and they explain things.
Yeah.
It's got me thinking.
Mm. And, you know, there's different causes of why someone would sort of explain things in more pessimistic terms. So there's, and you know, we don't have time to talk about that in great detail, but it's just, I think the first thing is to notice, you know, notice others in terms of how they explain things. Do they explain things through a lens of pessimism or a lens of optimism? And of course, notice yourself.
Yeah.
Am I explaining things more frequently through that pessimistic lens versus an optimistic lens?
And I suppose during change or challenge, it's far more likely that people will find fault in whatever the change is, or disagree with it, or be a bit resistant if we think back to the life cycle of change. And that might come out as more negative expressions.
Yes. Yeah.
And I suppose once, if you're in a group or a team, once one person starts being negative, it's very easy for everyone to sort of jump on the bandwagon, isn't
it? Yeah, it can get contagious, if you like. So, and I mean, it's the same when we watch the news or if we jump on social media. It tends to be that negativity rises, you know, it comes about more frequently, and positive things are less, given less emphasis. So we're kind of battling with a society that sort of promotes more of that pessimistic lens. So I think, again, it's just something to be aware of and to think about how we can perhaps reframe some things. So reframing just means re-looking at your interpretation of something and seeing if there is a more optimistic way of looking at that event. Now, it's, again, we're not trying to say be forcefully positive, but just consider, is there a different way to interpret this?
Different perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And something to really bear in mind when change comes along, because that's when our emotions are heightened.
That's right. You can still, you know, feel those initial feelings, whatever they are, in terms of if they're unpleasant and so forth. But perhaps after some time sort of sitting with those negative emotions, we can start to look and reframe and see, is there something more optimistic way of looking at this situation or circumstance?
So is there a tool I can try out which will help me with that, do you think?
Yeah, you could just do something as simple as take a post-it note in and put it in two columns or a piece of paper or what have you. And just when you notice people describing or attributing reasons to an event as positive or negative, you can just kind of mark it down and seeing what the trend is.
Okay.
Whether that's others or whether it's yourself. Well, so it depends.
That's super easy. All you need is a post-it note and a pen.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.
It's as low-tech as that.
Hey, well, no, low-tech works. So you're saying if I go into a team meeting maybe, I can just keep a note of how, or just awareness of how people describe things during change. And I guess this would work as well if you're, I guess, on the phone to one of your friends who always seems to be challenging or challenged or negative, then you just keep a note of the score and think, oh, maybe that's their explanatory style. Yeah. Would that work as well?
That's right. You're really just trying to notice their style. I think, you know, we don't want to tell people they're wrong.
No.
In that sense. It's just a noticing. And sometimes when it's appropriate, we can sort of ask people, is there a different way of looking at that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can see that you've seen it this way. Is there another way we can look at it? Again, it's all contextual. It's got to be appropriate. We don't want to be telling people they're wrong or anything.
No. But it's that awareness of yourself.
And
rather than being frustrated at some an explanatory style, maybe
that's
it's
right.
just being that awareness is that, oh, I get it now, it's not personal.
Yes.
It's just the way they see the world.
Yes.
And I guess during change and challenge, it's something to be super aware of.
Yes.
Because as you said, it can be contagious.
Yes.
And think about our own contribution to the conversation.
Yes.
is a more positive way of looking at things, or a more optimistic, I should say.
Yes. Yeah, optimism versus positive. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Well, I will bring my post-it note and my pen to meetings over the next week and calls with my friends and family and see what that brings.
Yeah, great.
Thank you very much.
And yourself, see how you go.
Well, that's right. I'm pretty conscious of how I describe the world. Yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Great. Thanks, David.
Brilliant. Thank you, Fleur. If you want to get in touch with us, as we always say, the coffee with Fleur, all one word, at gmail.com. And we look forward to hearing about your experiences.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thanks for the coffee, Fleur. Really appreciate it.
See you.
See you, mate.